Things you shouldn't try to do yourself. Electrical work. Tree removal. Plumbing. Renting your house.
I'm moving right now, but no background checks, okay?
There's a better way to rent your home, and it's called Renter's Warehouse. We invented the whole concept of rent-a-state. Perfect pricing, full-blast marketing, quality tenant matching, 24/7 property management, a whole team of professional landlords who get the job done faster and better. We handle the paperwork, collect the rent, answer those 3 a.m. phone calls, and find quality tenants in just 2 weeks. That's over 3 times faster than most people can do it on their own. And hey, are you telling me you could write a catchy jingle like this?
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Say goodbye to DIY. Get a free rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Each fall, people can't wait for us to brew our very first batch of Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Neither can we. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is everything you love about fall in one sip. With its unique blend of caramel roasted malts, it's sweet, smooth, and delicious. Savor this season with the fall favorite, Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor responsibly.
Learning where your DNA comes from with 23andMe.com might just inspire you to explore your connection to the world, like Kate. 45% of Kate's DNA is from the British Isles, so she took a little bike trip through Scotland. And 10% of her DNA is from North Africa, so she paid a call to Morocco. Order a DNA kit with 23andMe.com today and let your 23 pairs of chromosomes show you another way to experience the world. Get over 75 reports on ancestry, health traits, and more at 23andMe.com.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are in the driver's seat, in complete control, in life and on the road. Your driving record is impeccable, and for this, you are greatly rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. You use your savings to buy a World's Best Driver t-shirt. It runs a little small.
The more righteous you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Bears fans, this is where you want to be to get ready for Game 1 versus the Falcons. Featuring Bears reports live from the practice field, breaking Bears news, and in-depth analysis with our team of Bears experts. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Fitz and the Cats as they return to Ryan Field in prime time versus Bowling Green on September 16th. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. Well, Bears fans finally got their wish, at least in part. Mitchell Trubisky moving up the depth chart all the way up to number 2. He'll back up Mike Glennon on Sunday when the Bears open their season at home against the Falcons. Mark Sanchez now number 3 on the depth chart. Here's head coach John Fox on Trubisky's promotion.
Obviously, Mike Glennon will get the primary dose of those as far as the starter reps. But, we do have to get our defense ready. And we need a sharp guy in that role. But just to bring him along and develop him.
In baseball, Cub fans were all set for bad news after pitcher Jake Arrieta left his last start in pain. But it turns out Arrieta will only miss a start, maybe two, with a hamstring strain. That's good news for the Cubs, who have lost three straight but currently hold a four-game lead in the NL Central thanks to a Brewers loss to the Reds this afternoon. Jose Quintana takes on Garrett Cole tonight at PNC Park. Pre-game with Mark Gurdy at 5:30. Tommy La Stella getting the start tonight at second base. Ben Zobrist not in the lineup for this one. Catcher Wilson Contreras will start a rehab assignment tomorrow night at Class A Myrtle Beach. Meanwhile, on the south side, Ronaldo Lopez will get the start for the White Sox as they take on the red-hot Indians. Cleveland has now won 13 in a row. Carlos Carrasco on the hill for the Tribe. He's gone 13-6 with a 3.67 ERA and 27 starts for the Indians this season. His third consecutive season with double-digit wins. First pitch from Guaranteed Rate Field tonight at 7:10. The Sox just announcing they've reinstated Nicky Delmonico from the DL. And the Blackhawks have released their broadcast schedule for the upcoming season today. 70 of the team's 82 games will either air on NBC Sports Chicago or on WGN. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to grandviewhomes.com. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter a promo code CITY for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero, park smarter. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Pirates at 5:30 right here on 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
John Fox talking about the receiver position being the biggest question mark. Quote, I'm not going to say it's a weakness, but it's one we've got to figure out quickly. Close quote. Now, am I wrong to go that's a head coach looking at his general manager and going, you ain't giving me squat here?
Do you think he says the same thing if Cam Meredith is healthy? It strikes me as in a different tone if it was from a development or placement standpoint in terms of, all right, these are the guys I have, rather than I've got a guy who's on two bum legs and also a guy who isn't here that was supposed to be our best wide receiver.
No, I think that the Cam Meredith injury definitely provides some cover for the comment. When you look at the Bears receiving core and compare it, even with Cam Meredith, it's very low in the receiver rankings. Mm-hmm. And now without him, it might be the worst in the league.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Eloy Jimenez, he's a beast.
He is fantastic, Austin. That is a good opportunity for me, the opportunity to play for this organization, and enjoyable. No matter what I do on the play or in the field, I try to enjoy all the time. That is Eloy Jimenez.
Can we get an I am the best out of you before you go?
I'm the best.
More action. More excitement. More everything. Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Dan Bernstein is back. Lawrence Holmes was in yesterday for Danny B. He's back from his jury duty. We're hanging out with Eloy Jimenez today. We hung out with Michael Kopech.
Yeah, I love the way social media works, too.
Yes.
Sometimes
I feel that way.
Because, if you noticed, before we had Michael Kopech on, coming out of those sound bites, there was music that I wasn't sure I recognized, and it didn't really ring familiar to me. And it turns out that a couple of our texters realized that it was the theme song for a former professional wrestler named Ravishing Rick Rude, which was a nod to Michael Kopech's Instagram photos, perhaps. And now, thanks to Ramblin' Grimace on Twitter, who has put up a gif of the aforementioned Mr. Rude, I guess I now find it way funnier.
As soon as I look back at those two when I saw it, because, you know, Ravishing Rick Rude was that guy. Like, he'd do the whole, you know, put his hands over his head and gyrate his hips, and he had the great abs.
That's why I said Kopech should come out on his baseball pants with his portrait on.
Yeah, exactly. You know, or you could take it back to the days where it got really weird, the Val Venus era, where the guy's name was Val Venus.
Val Venus.
Yes, and he came out, and his thing was, hello, ladies, and he had a cucumber in his pants. It was just, he wore hot
pink tights. Was Ed Hockley?
It wasn't at hockey.
Okay.
But it was just really weird. And he wasn't that good a wrestler. But, yeah, Ravishing Rick Rude is probably the guy that if you're going to go old school and Michael Kopech, that'd be it right there.
Okay.
I've been let down by him in three different stages. Like, because I wanted him to be this.
He's not a
meathead.
You're
effing out meathead. He seems like a thoughtful young cat who's in love and is enjoying his life as to the great of his ability. So,
yeah, he's ruining it for everybody.
He really is. Like, watch him be like, Maddox in terms of temperament and, throw hard and just get guys out and just goes back home and hangs out with his
lady. He's super self-aware.
Right. He's going to be like, pitching Chris Bryant or something like that, where it's like, you're just cuddly and nice and sweet.
He can't be like Chris. Nobody's like Chris.
No, there isn't.
This guy's already got a steroid rip. Come on.
That's true.
Right?
And I'm glad he answered it.
Yep.
I'm glad he answered it because that was one of the things that my buddy Jim Murray said. Might be a meathead. Punched a roommate. Broke his head punching a guy. 50-game suspension. Like, sounds like he's learned from those things, or he's like, I just don't want to. And you heard it when he was talking about missing those games. Like, what it meant to him, not being able to throw a pitch.
And Ravishing Rick Rude, I mentioned to Tanny, reminds me of the saxophone player guy from Lost Boys. Do you remember that?
I remember the movie Lost Boys. Yeah, the vampires, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But and there's this out of nowhere.
Like, Kiefer Sutherland, right?
Sure. Yeah. Jamie Gertz.
And the Coreys were in there too, right? Yep. Feldman and him.
They were. And Oscar winner Diane Wiest.
Mm-hmm. And the old, who's Grandpa?
I don't know Grandpa, but the head, spoiler alert, the head vampire is Edward Herman. The late Edward Herman.
Damn it, Burnsy.
Character.
He's going to rent it tonight.
But there's early
people
in the
rent movies anymore.
Early in the movie, there's this. Sort of apropos of nothing, there's this shirtless saxophone player, oiled up and like gyrating.
Sax machine. He looks a lot like Shawn Michaels, for those of you who haven't seen the movie.
Kopech?
No, the guy.
I don't know the guy's. Yeah. I don't even know what if he was a prominent musician at the time, or if he was just
off the abs.
A guy in Venice mm-hmm. Beach who they found and said, all right, pretend you're playing a saxophone. But
he wasn't.
I don't know what he was doing, but it was super weird. Super weird.
It's the 80s.
All right.
There's nothing normal then.
This is what's going on in the NFL this year. First of all, they've centralized replay.
Yes.
So they're not putting their head under the thingy anymore.
Okay.
So
and Bean Blandino is Gene Flanvino.
Venus. Everybody's got every network has a guy who probably might not understand the rules anyway. So that's one. You cannot leap over the line to block a kick.
Right.
And my theory is anything Shay McClellan does successfully is automatically outlawed.
Right.
Anything. You're not allowed to do it anymore.
Including marriage.
And anything he does successfully
getting a low interest rate.
No, anything he does at football is then summarily made illegal.
All right.
All right. Overtime is now 10 minutes. I don't know really what that does.
To making sure you can cut back on some of these injuries. I mean, how many, like 2 years, two times a year you get a tie, a couple of ties and guys are playing 75 minutes of football. Just
they're fatigued,
a little quicker. That's all.
All right. A receiver is now afforded protection as a defenseless receiver.
Mm-hmm.
If the defender approaches from behind or from the side.
From the side, it was legal before, because then you'd be in that person's peripheral.
All right. My thought is now, it used to be every incomplete pass was pass interference. Now every incomplete pass is going to be pass interference and another 15 yards.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Personal foul.
Right?
Yeah.
So the problem is...
Vontaze Burfict.
The problem is that the Bears aren't going to be good enough to capitalize on this because their guys aren't going to be open enough.
Oh, I thought you were talking about defensively.
No, I mean, say offensively. Otherwise, pass it every time.
Eddie Jackson.
Pass every single time.
I'm so glad Eddie Jackson beat out Adrian Amos, the guy who was just starting because he was... Yeah, he didn't get hurt.
Never left.
Yeah. I don't get hurt. All right, you could start.
All illegal acts to conserve time are now not permitted after the 2-minute warning instead of at the 1-minute mark.
So guys just falling down on the field faking an injury.
Right. They've added another minute to that where you're not allowed to illegally conserve time.
You can't be concussed. It's under 2 minutes.
Okay. Now, so those are the new rules. Here are points of emphasis. Contact between receivers and defenders, they say, especially coming off the line of scrimmage and at the top of routes. So it's pushing off, and all this is more of the trend that we're seeing, right? More of the you're not allowed to cover anybody.
Yeah. I don't know if scoring didn't take a little bit of a dip last year, did it? because this these seem like scoring rules where guys are, you know, complaining, you know, whether it be, I remember when the Colts famously complained about Harrison and Wayne being roughed up too much in playoff games against the Patriots. All of a sudden, you can't touch guys after 5 yards. I would like to see the numbers and see what the NFL was looking at in terms of was scoring a little bit lower than they wanted last year. Did they understand that quarterbacks aren't as good in this next crop? You know, other than Derek Carr and Marcus Mariota and Jameis Winston, like I want to know why. But of course, with the NFL, they can change these every year, and we'll still be there Sunday, Mondays, Thursdays, and you know some Saturdays.
Another point of emphasis:
yeah,
attention to unnecessary hits away from the flow of play.
Blindside guys.
See, but I kind of have an issue with this because when we've seen coaches go through film,
field of play.
They single out that, look, this guy wasn't even involved in looking at him finishing. Do your job.
Right? Yeah, hit somebody.
Hit somebody. Yeah. Do your job.
All else fails, if you've messed up your assignment, go find somebody to hit.
Because, there's two parts to this. One is, I don't think it's fair to make every player on the field have to assess where he is relative to the action.
After 2 hours of
you don't know, right? You don't know what's going on over here, what's going on over there. All you know is there is a guy in front of you with a different color uniform and you have a job.
Right.
So to say, hey, you shouldn't have done that. Well, why shouldn't I have done that? I've been coached to do that all my life.
Now you have to take it out.
Finish the play, do your job. And now you have to say, well, am I 20 yards away? Am I 10 yards away? What? How? Is the flow? You don't know where the flow is going.
Especially cutback runners. You know, you may be jaking it. You know, in an agreement with a DB, like, all right, that play's over there now. You know, let's dance for a little bit. Let's jostle. And then somebody gets, you know, a cutback run or gets a lane on you, and that guy makes a tackle.
Did you see the play in the Michigan game? On one of the interceptions that was returned for a touchdown, the key block to spring the touchdown was thrown by a guy who was buried at the outset. He got killed. Yes. And he was on the ground.
Got up.
But he got up,
made a play,
and ran over to it. So what are you telling a guy on that? So maybe somebody on the other side of a play like that, there's a fire call. You realize, oh wait, we picked it off.
I always ask,
where's the flow of the play? Where are you allowed to go?
Just like the hitting stuff and the targeting stuff. And I asked you this a couple of weeks ago when we talked about it. And I'll ask you again. What is it going to do to the viewing experience?
Almost all of this ruins it.
No, what I'm saying, though, right? as a Bears fan, if...
Oh, as a Bears fan, you're screwed anyway. You're watching a Bears game. Turn it off.
But are you going to say to yourself, I understand why that guy couldn't make the play because he thought that the play was too far away.
Eventually,
like,
we will.
How is it going to affect your viewing experience?
I don't know.
That's all. I always get back to the product, as you should. How is this going to affect the product? You know, guys thought that, they're not hitting anybody anymore. They're all taking care of each other. And I will rebut that with, hey, I see a hell of a lot of hits in the NFL still. I see some jarring collisions.
Well, my problem with the viewing experience is that I can't trust that what happened is real. Because every time you say, okay, flags or no flags, challenge, and it's like it takes so long. Any excitement is tempered because it's like, yes, oh.
Well Dan, I think the NFL has interpreted that from the casual audience as a draw where... for instance, Nicole.
Hold on a second. Yeah, maybe it's not so bad.
Exactly. Nicole doesn't like football, especially. But she it'll be on, and she'll be on her phone or on her laptop, and then she'll look up, and then she'll go, "You don't think that was a catch, do you?" And she will have not watched. This could be the third quarter. It could be the first quarter. It could be the last drive of the game.
Right.
She will say to me, "You think that's a catch? I don't think that's a catch." So maybe for the casual audience, like I always try to think about who they're trying to get. They got us. They got you. They got Tanny. They got Camp. They got everybody who's listening.
Stockholm syndrome, right? Now.
They got everybody who's listening right now who wants to hear more Bears talk, knowing that it's a 5-11 team. They got you already. But the person in that passenger seat. Yeah. The person in that passenger seat, because of defense, the person in that passenger seat is like, oh, yeah, this person is making me listen to the score again. That's the person who they're like, yeah, you know what? They like these replays. They like not knowing. Or even if they don't like not knowing, everybody likes these suspense, you know, novels or everybody likes, you know, Law and Order. If you got nothing to do for an hour, Law and Order gets you through life because you're waiting for the end
of
it. Yeah. So the draw is,
Criminal Minds, too.
Criminal Minds. I'm more of an SVU guy.
Okay.
The other stuff is like
Criminal Minds is super dark.
Yeah.
Like they yeah. would they do
is that Dom DeLuise's kid?
Who?
Isn't Dom DeLuise's kid in one of these? if I'm not mistaken. Isn't he? Who's the guy that was in? Who's the guy in Full Metal Jacket? Who was
Vincent D'Onofrio?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dom DeLuise. Vincent D'Onofrio.
Come out your hands. Stick out hands on your hips. Get in.
It is, ladies and gentlemen. This is what happens when you don't plan the funny. Sometimes the funny just creeps up on you and bites you in the ass in the middle of a great NFL thought.
Yeah, that's Vincent D'Onofrio.
Why did I think Dom DeLuise? You got to be glad I didn't go Captain Lou Albano on you.
Wait, Vincent D'Onofrio was the guy that, like, I somehow
he's in Law and Order, though, right? He's in one of those Law and Orders, right?
Yes.
Vincent D'Onofrio, right?
He's in, like, the...
the crazy
the
one.
Creepy
the
one.
Weird
yeah,
one. The that's weird one. That's the one I'm talking about.
But he... There was something on Twitter where I was watching Jurassic World or whatever it was, Jurassic Park.
The last one was pretty damn good.
And he's in it.
Yes, he is.
And he's huge.
Yeah, he's a big man.
And I made some comment on Twitter that's like one of the. They didn't say that Vincent D'Onofrio is one of the dinosaurs.
You fat shaming Vincent D'Onofrio.
And no, he retweeted it or something.
Did he really?
Yes.
Nice.
And apparently he had gained like 200 pounds to play Kingpin in one of the.
What?
Like the Batman. Is it, which movie? What was Spider-Man reboot?
I don't know. I can't stop laughing thinking about Dom DeLuise with a shotgun in his mouth in the bathroom.
I said his kid.
I am said in a world.
I said his kid. I didn't say Dom DeLuise. I said his kid.
This is my rifle. Oh, there are many like it, but this one is mine.
God. I hate you.
But he's doing it. He's doing it like the character in Blazing Saddles. This is my rifle. There are many like it, but this one is mine.
See?
Right.
This is what happens. This is why I try not to say anything. I try to stick to sports because the minute I veer off, it's either hashtag race talk or Dom DeLuise's son comes up.
No, but Dom DeLuise as Private Pyle.
I said his son.
It's visionary.
Well, I don't know what his son looks like, so I'm thinking of Dom DeLuise.
The son, one of his sons
he
is
was in 21 Jump Street.
The Wayne's World. He was one of the guys in the Bohemian Rhapsody scene in the car. I think
Dom DeLuise Fatso is the first thing that comes up.
His book, right?
Oh, okay. I'm like, damn, why is that? You know, why are we?
Was he the guy that was like stoned all the time in Wayne's World? Like he didn't have any speaking parts?
I think so.
Okay. So you had Peter DeLuise, David DeLuise, and Michael DeLuise.
It's Michael.
I know one of these guys was in 21 Jump Street because I used to watch 21 Jump Street when I was a kid. Yes, 21 Jump Street.
Okay.
And Wayne's World, same guy. All right.
Okay.
There it is. So I don't know how the NFL rules but changes.
You gave us a rejoin for tomorrow for the
damn you
ages,
guys.
Though.
Thank
right.
you guys.
All right, last rule, more protection of the quarterback. They're scrutinizing hits at or below the knee made by a defender's shoulder, helmet, forearm, or chest. The quarterback loses this protection if he tucks and runs. But while he is still a quarterback, while he's still a passer,
can't get those knees.
No hits at or below the knee, contact, shoulder, helmet, forearm, or chest, because they know the critical
guys are
reason.
Fall into
no,
them.
They must protect quarterbacks to keep teams from the pressure of having to sign Colin Kaepernick.
No.
This is what the league is doing.
No. There are 96 guys in the world.
Joe effing Webb.
People think like it's...
He is a dog with fleas.
People are like, Goff, you're a racist. You're which they really are trying to say is I'm a bigot, but they're idiots. They're like, Goff, you're a racist. You brought up Ryan Fitzpatrick and you brought up Cody Kessler. I brought up Joe Webb too. Because immediately
Webb
when Joe Webb got
sucks
a job,
out loud.
Joe Webb is terrible at life and at quarterbacking. But hey, it's not that Colin was, you know, it's not that he's a bad quarterback. It's that he's the distraction that nobody wants to deal with. Yeah.
That's why they gotta keep protecting quarterbacks because sooner.
Oh, have you seen
later,
the latest with Ray Lewis and the Baltimore Ravens blaming it on his girlfriend? Have you seen this? Girlfriend Nessa tweeted something.
I want to hear. Yeah. Ray Lewis has turned into a yes.
Him and Jason Whitlock at the yes. old
working the in, old, working in the manor.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, no doubt about it.
We're working yes. inside the manor yes. and not outside.
What kind of shows do you like? Minstrel. I'll have two minstrels, please. Yeah, those two. Oh boy. I hope, like I tweeted last night, I hope it's all worth it.
I hope it is all worth it.
This segment brought to you by Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's slices their all-natural meats and fresh veggies in-house every day, and they bake their bread fresh right where you can see it every single day since 1983. That's Jimmy Fresh. I want to hear this Ray Lewis garbage next on The Score.
It's a critical weekend for the Cubs as they battle for the division with the Brewers.
Still going, still going. That ball is gone.
Listen to every game right here starting Friday on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And the Cubs win.
Chicago's official radio home of the defending world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Ezekiel Elliott's appeal of a suspension has been heard and the decision has been announced. Arbitrator Harold Henderson ruled that the six-game suspension will stay in play. So, that means he's out for week one, right? Yeah, let's not get into that just yet. Actually, Elliott is available for week one. So, he's suspended for six games, but he's eligible for week one. In other words, this is not over yet. And it might not even be close to being over. Fantastic. Exactly what the league needs. Another long-running discipline saga with one set of lawsuits after another where you have to be at least a second-year law student to figure out exactly what's happening. We've been down this road before with deflated footballs, and now we're heading down it with a much more serious issue. So, there are no jokes to be had here. This is just bad. And no matter what happens, there are no winners. I'm Jim Rome.
We don't run from doubt. We overcome it. We don't succumb to fear. We outtrain it. We don't wish for progress. We fight for it. That is how Marines win. Learn more about the fight at marines.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Lennon is all about hope. Mike Lennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. So you just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Horoscope. Libra, it's not a good week to make any decisions concerning money anytime soon. Give it a week or two. Scorpio, it's a good time to look into some volunteer work. Sagittarius, if you've been thinking about a trip, it's a good week to plan one out. You deserve it. Capricorn, contrary to what you think, someone close to you just needs some space right now. Aquarius, some alone time may help you focus on making significant strides towards those future goals. And Pisces, short-term plans may crash and burn, but the long-term ones look right on schedule. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here. This week, the history of sports. This week in 1904, the Boston Herald referred to the New York Baseball Club as Yankees. Today in 1928, Ty Cobb made his last hitting appearance. Brooklyn catcher Al Lopez hit Major League's last recorded bounce home run. This week in 1930. This week in 1963, Major League Baseball had its 100,000th game. NHL great Gordie Howe retired. This week in 1971. And more coming up soon, right here.
Play.it presents Showtime Championship Boxing.
Showtime!
Three podcasts connecting you with the fighters and industry leaders. On the record,
with Paul Rivera.
We'll cover the lifestyle of boxing behind the scenes and hopefully a viewpoint that you don't get anywhere else.
From Brooklyn to the world with Paulie Malignaggi.
Many of you know me not only as a boxer, but as a commentator, broadcaster.
And The Reveal with Mark Kriegel.
When you sit down with fighters, more on a personal level.
They give up a little piece of their soul.
Download and subscribe to Showtime Championship Boxing at Play.it and iTunes.
Weekly horoscope. Aries, a problem at work calls for a real discussion with someone you usually choose not to talk to. Taurus, take a day at work to figure out how to make your week more efficient. You'll be rewarded come Friday afternoon. Gemini, a friend may ask to take you somewhere. Say yes, you may meet someone special. Cancer, things run out of sorts? Use this week not to get ahead, but to get on track. Leo, romance can blossom or deepen if you're in the right company. And Virgo, burning the candle at both ends will undoubtedly burn you out. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here. This week, in the history of sports. This week in 1985, Pete Rose tied Ty Cobb with 4,191 hits. The Cleveland Browns became the first team in NFL history to have a play reviewed by instant replay this week in 1986. Cal Ripken Jr. broke Gehrig's record playing in 2,131 straight games this week in 1995. And this week in 2013, Serena Williams won her fifth women's singles U.S. Open title. And more coming up soon, right here.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent estate advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Sunday, join 670 The Score and Budweiser from 4 to 5 p.m. for Talkin' Cubs with Bud. Featuring Chicago Cub Albert Almora Jr. at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill on Clark and Wrigleyville. Enjoy Budweiser specials, an inside look at the team, and enter to win tickets to an upcoming game. It's Talkin' Cubs with Bud featuring Albert Almora Jr. Presented by Budweiser, the official beer of the Chicago Cubs. This Bud's for you. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. Limited autographs available. No outside memorabilia is permitted.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Cheer on your Chicago Bears at Soldier Field this season. Single game tickets available at chicagobears.com/tickets. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Halas Hall.
Yeah, it'll be Mitchell. I figured that'd be an early question this morning.
John Fox makes it official. Mitchell Trubisky begins his NFL career as the Bears' number two quarterback behind Mike Glennon.
I think he surpassed everybody's feeling, all the coaches. You know, I think the personnel, I know for myself. You know, I think his teammates. We were asked to evaluate him, you know, all the way through. I think, you know, everybody was pretty impressed on, you know, how fast he picked things up.
Offensive coordinator Dowell Loggins says Trubisky earned it.
This kid never gets rattled. Like, he's like, no matter how much you throw at him, no matter how hard you coach him, he's the same guy every day.
But Loggins also praising Glennon's overall knowledge, and that's the reason Glennon is the Bears starting quarterback, even with Trubisky's ascension.
You know, I'm motivated by more than just that particular situation. I want to come out and help our team win football games, and that's ultimately what motivates me.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
It's 3:32 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Fitz and the Cats as they return to Ryan Field in prime time versus Bowling Green on September 16th. Single game tickets and family plans are on sale now at NUSports.com. Cubs will try to snap a three-game losing streak tonight in Pittsburgh. The lineup is out for this one, and it looks like this. John Jay leads off and plays left field. Tommy La Stella at second base. Chris Bryant at third. Anthony Rizzo bats cleanup and plays first. Ian Happ gets a start in center field. Alex Avila is behind the plate. Jason Hayward in right field. Javi Baez at short. And Jose Quintana is on the mound tonight to take on Garrett Cole. Pre-game with Mark Grody gets underway at 5:30. Catcher Wilson Contreras will start a rehab assignment tomorrow in Myrtle Beach. As for the White Sox, they've dropped two straight to Cleveland, who is currently enjoying a 13-game win streak. Southsiders will try to get the win tonight at Guaranteed Rate Field. Ronaldo Lopez takes on Carlos Carrasco in the pitching matchup. First pitch from the South Side tonight at 7:10. The Sox announcing today they've reinstated Nicky Delmonico from the DL. He could be in the lineup tonight. Jay Bruce could go for the Indians. As you heard Zach say, Mitchell Trubisky is officially the backup quarterback for the Bears. Trubisky's promotion to number two was announced this morning by head coach John Fox at Hallis Hall. But don't expect to see Trubisky move up to being the starter anytime soon.
Overall knowledge. You know, Mike's a pro. Mike's really smart. And, he's been in the NFL for a long time. He's had the opportunity to play for different coaches. So his exposures are vast compared to Mitch's.
That was Bears offensive coordinator Dal Loggins. Mark Sanchez, now number three on the depth chart. Bears open their season Sunday at home against Atlanta. Elsewhere in the NFL, Sunday's Bucks-Dolphins game postponed and moved to week 11 when both teams have a bye as Hurricane Irma approaches Florida. Seahawks defensive lineman Michael Bennett has hired a civil rights attorney after allegedly being assaulted by Las Vegas police last month during the Mayweather-McGregor fight. Odell Beckham Jr. missed practice today with that lingering ankle injury. He still hopes to play in week one. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal and American Coco Vandeweghe threw to the semifinals at the U.S. Open. Madison Keys and Roger Federer both playing later today. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for the best loan deals in town. The Dow ended the day up 54 points. The Nasdaq was up nearly 18. The S&P finished up more than 7.5. Head to Taco Bell and get their $5 steak quesarito box. It comes with a steak quesarito, Doritos Locos Tacos, crunchy taco, and a medium drink for just $5, only from Taco Bell. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Pirates at 5:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Illinois Department of Transportation.
Seymour here reminds.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. Dan Bernstein is back. And better than ever. 312-644-6767.
Very interesting day yesterday.
Yeah, and, you look at the.
You see
the inner workings people. Of the legal system.
And you see what, it's like people like checking in and being in line.
You want to see something? Go pay your tickets at any one of these ticket payment centers where people can also pay legal fees and water bills and light bills. Yeah, you'll see a Chicago that you're not too used to. So, yeah, I'm glad you got a little taste of that yesterday, Mr. Man. Swaggy B.
I got a little taste
hanging out
yesterday.
With the peeps.
Yeah, I was doing that.
I'm sure there was some very good recipes underneath all those grimaces and smirks. Not rambling grimace, but yeah, you were around the people yesterday and you got your city taste.
Yeah, well, I couldn't believe one person was like, well, this is I've served on four juries. I was like, what?
Yeah. I've never been called for it.
I have five of Brotes.
Speaking of, he pitched last night, Stephen Brote. That was his name,
I have five of Brotes.
His name was Stephen Brote or something like that. So, yeah, Dan's back from jury duty. He didn't have to, put anybody in jail or tell a lawyer how to do his job.
I hope everybody had a great Labor Day weekend, too. Yeah, we had a little, kid wanted to go golfing. I'm like, all right, fine, let's get a tee time, go golfing. I had never played the Robert Black course before.
Good.
It's up behind Warren Park. It's like in between Devon and Pratt off of Western.
Okay, yeah. Good stuff.
Oh man!
Nice.
Kids play
public
free.
Course.
Yeah. Kids play free, and then you go around a second time. It's like $12 or something like that. The two of us got out of there the whole day with the cart for like $45 or something. It was crazy.
Yeah, you can spend a couple hours with your kids.
We spent 5 hours.
That's too much.
No, it was moving okay.
I'm talking for him.
Well, hey, if he's hitting a ball with a stick of any kind,
he's stuck with you.
He's happy.
Is he?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's all he wants to do is hit a ball with a stick or hit something.
My guy.
Yeah. He's
every time I think of him, I say a prayer.
for whatever is left of his life. Yeah.
Yeah. He's at the point now where his older sister and him are kind of probably getting back together in terms of you know, did they ever used to get on each other's nerves?
Oh, they still do.
Yeah, but, you know, there's that appreciation now that you get a little bit older. That's like, that's my little older sister. That's my younger brother.
Yeah, it's evening out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then, you know, he still has to talk to you because you're his dad.
Well, but it's,
that's why I send the prayer up. I send one up for Beth every night, too.
But that's why, you know, when you're on the golf course and the ladies aren't around, you can teach them to swear, you know.
That's what uncles are for, that you don't have any brothers. Well,
I've got my
family member brothers.
Well, I have my two cousins yeah. from the roast. Well, the moms are identical twins, so genetically we're like half brothers.
Yeah,
so.
Nice.
So they call him uncle.
And your sister is not going to teach him how to curse anytime soon.
Maybe.
But I'm saying she's not going to sit him down and be like, "This is how you use this tense."
Right.
And this is, you
exactly.
know,
right. Yeah, there's a way. There's a protocol.
Yeah, the art to it.
Yes.
Like
I had
an Uncle Kenny who. The first drag off of Newport and the first sip of Budweiser I ever had was all while learning how to curse and playing Leisure Suit Larry on his PC.
See, I learned a lot from being around Terry all these years.
Well, there it
because
is.
Because there were few greater polysyllabic swears. And
you saw the gears shifting in his head. Like he was, the tapestry was getting ready to be.
But like when driving.
but
it was like a paint by numbers thing. It was like, this would
paint
be my body part, mm-hmm. and then this is single syllable action on the body part.
Modifier and maybe at the end.
Right, there's a good, right. But it was, right. You could piece everything together. One thing from this bucket, one from here, and one from here, and then you slam it together.
Silly
and you come,
little slip knot, bitch.
Right, it's always something. The cadence was always the same.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like something.
Yeah, you knew how it was coming.
Bastard
smoking a little.
Right. And as soon as it would come out weird, like when he referred to
he'd be like, it's like revving up a lawnmower where you're pulling the ripcord and you know it's going to start. Eventually, you start to see his neck move a little bit.
And that's why he ended up referring to Mike Krzyzewski as a penis bread.
Well,
remember when penis bread hit the tough spell in there? Penis bread.
To this day.
Is that any different than banana bread?
I don't know what
remember
it,
when penis bread hit the tough spell in there?
And he didn't miss a beat, by the way.
Right.
Like, that's one of those where one of us say that, we're going to stop right there and be like, damn it, I didn't stick the landing. He was like, no. That's what I meant to say. It's banana bread, tiger bread, and tiger bomb, and penis bread.
Do you bake it with? I don't know.
Sure you do, you gangsta bitch.
Well, thank you. It's like Terry's talking to me.
Yep.
All right, there it is. All right, so Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
Ray Lewis apparently has been running things behind the scenes at the Baltimore Ravens headquarters. He's so close to his orange pal, the owner that wanted to sign Colin Kaepernick.
Steve Bisciotti.
Yes, the orange man with the incredibly white teeth. He might be president. He wanted to sign Colin Kaepernick, but his girlfriend Nessa, who was a radio personality in New York City. From afternoons, I believe, sent out a, quote, racist tweet. And that's the reason why they didn't sign Colin Kaepernick. Now, you have some sound, Tanny? Let's give this a listen.
I can disagree with how he did it. That should be perfectly fine. But then his girl goes out and puts out this racist gesture and doesn't know.
To be clear, whose girl, whose lady?
Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
That she doesn't know. We're in the back office about to try to get this guy to sign. Steve Bisciotti said himself, how can you crucify Ray Lewis when Ray Lewis is the one calling for Colin Kaepernick? I'm on the phone with this guy. So to your point, that's what I'm talking about, the fraternity of our league. Hmm. Judy, I have fought for kids who's done bad things and been looked at the wrong way. But I don't talk to the people who can't get things done. I go to the decision makers. And the decision makers in this one were Steve Bisciotti and Ozzie Newsome. And the only thing that went bad, was that image where she tried to make us a racist in the individuals. And that's the sad part about this story. And I listened to all of these things everybody wanted to say about me. People even spoke about my kids. And nobody never said one thing about Colin Kaepernick.
Clearly, you're frustrated by the way you've been characterized in this.
I'm in L.A. stand up to 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning trying to get Colin Kaepernick a job because that's what Ray Lewis does.
Do you feel that the Ravens were that close to signing him?
I don't have to feel, JB, when they call me, it's to say yes or no.
And you felt they were calling you to say?
Steve, we were going to close the deal.
to sign him.
To sign him. All we wanted to hear was hear Colin Kaepernick speak.
Did you ever hear him speak?
Steve Bisciotti said, I want to hear Colin Kaepernick speak to let me know that he wants to play football.
And what
I've been saying for the last 6 months.
Happened.
Because of that picture cameras out the next day.
So if not for that text message, if not for that post,
the tweet, he's flying him to Baltimore.
I'm sitting with all three of us, and we're all having a conversation about bringing Colin Kaepernick in. I took my story personally, JB, and I told them these words. I told, we will have to protect this kid the way we protected me. We can't let the media just come at this kid and say anything about this kid. We got to make sure he's not tweeting nothing crazy. We got to make sure he's not wearing the wrong police shirts to practice. All of these things.
How come, you know, I hate to say this to you. Well, I'm going to say it.
Yeah, yeah.
Why haven't I heard this story before?
Because it's a lie. Because everybody wanted to tell a story about
what me and Shannon got into an argument about signing Colin, and he's talking about police brutality. And I'm like, so listen to this.
Because I thought it would be a done deal. This is the only thing that frustrates me a little bit.
I live police injustice. I live So for somebody to tell me that I'm racist.
Kidding me?
No, what I found out was I found out that all cops are not bad cops. And I found out that all people that work for the system are not bad people.
Right.
But you can't put everybody in one box.
Clown. Yeah. This guy is a clown.
Yeah. You know, it's always easier when you do the job for him. And I think that Ray Lewis and a lot of these other guys have acquitted themselves the way that they were expected to. I don't need Ray Lewis telling me anything about right or wrong. Anything. And it's so funny. Look at all the people who are aligned against Colin Kaepernick. And now make sure that you understand that Ray Lewis is also on your side, too. The guy that I think a lot of those people probably hated for a little while. Because of the whole murder thing, double murder thing.
Yeah, that whole thing.
Yeah. Let me tell you something right now. Phil Simms is the only person on that panel just now, outside of JB, who was actually moderating and asking, you know, important questions. Phil Simms is the only one that asked the real question. Why didn't we hear about this before? And if you're telling on an owner right now by saying we didn't sign a guy because of his girlfriend's tweet, what are you really saying? What are you really, really, really saying? Yeah, man, we were going to sign him, but Grimes would not have a job in the NFL if a woman or a girlfriend of a player really, really mattered.
It has nothing to do with anything. But what really galls me is that Ray Lewis is now putting him out there as a champion. Like, say that it's within his power. I'm doing everything I can do.
Ray Lewis doesn't do those kind of things for nobody. Yeah, all right, man. This is a self-aggrandizing dude who is my favorite defensive player of all time. But my Lord, it is getting worse and worse, whether it be him, Jason Whitlock, or any of these other step-and-fetch-its that are out here auditioning for Fox Sports 1 jobs. Yeah, look yourself in the mirror. I hope everybody is happy with themselves after this thing is all said and done. Because all you're doing is helping a side that probably detests you. In your face, or if not that, behind closed doors. But all you're doing is doing the job for them. Congratulations. You're playing yourself.
This segment is brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com. Get every fourth order free. At the top of the hour, Anthony Herron is going to be in studio to talk football. Always compelling stuff. He's got NFL thoughts. He's got lots of college thoughts after a big, exciting, interesting college weekend. All sorts of a season's worth of stories and outcomes and action in just the first week. It was great. You got the score.
Anthony Rizzo talks Cubs baseball live on 670 The Score.
We know come October this year, we win the division, we get to the playoffs. There's going to be different scenarios. We just got to take our experience and play and have fun.
Anthony Rizzo.
That ball is gone. Home run, Anthony Rizzo.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
It's in golf here. And let me tell you a story about my friend Amy Kite from Keller Williams Infinity, who's a top performing realtor in Chicagoland. Christine and Kevin listed with another agent in 2015, and of course they got what they listed with, which was absolutely nothing. They kept the home and decided to try it again. This time, they called Amy Kite, and the home was under contract in 8 days. That's the Amy Kite difference. Amy Kite is the real deal when it comes to buying or selling homes. With Amy Kite, not only are the fees flexible, but you'll actually have an immediate offer on your home because her team gets to work for you immediately. Since if it doesn't sell for the price and deadline you agreed to, she will have bought it for cash. Amy Kite will help you negotiate through multiple offers to get the most money. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. And especially with the winter, the weather changing here, people feel like they can't sell their homes when it's a little cold outside. That's not the truth. Amy Kite and her team will get it done for you. I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity to sell my home. Call Amy right now at 847-877-9881. That's 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com.
60, 59.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56, 55.
This is our 2017 Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Canals Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
The kitchen is the go-to place in the house, and the Home Depot is the go-to place for the kitchen. With 20% off custom kitchen cabinets now from top brands like Thomasville, Craftmade, and American Woodmark. That puts new kitchen cabinets well within reach, and free design services make your kitchen upgrade even easier. It's the heart of your home. Make it the start of something terrific. With 20% off custom kitchen cabinets now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 10th. See store associate for details.
This week, the history of sports. Ty Cobb made his baseball debut this week in 1905. The baseball season ended early due to World War I this week in 1918. San Francisco 49er Jerry Rice catched an NFL record 127 touchdown pass this week in 1994. That same week, the Cleveland Browns became the first team in the NFL to score a two-point conversion. Cal Ripken Jr. tied Lou Gehrig's record of playing 2,130 straight games this week in 1995. And more coming up soon, right here.
And they make money. Dickie do.
Yeah. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Equal housing lender.
Every morning I wake up and I listen to The Score on the TuneIn app. It's Matt Spiegel. I listen to my show, Mully and Hanley. Every radio show I need from around the country is available on TuneIn. And now every Bears game, every NFL game is available via TuneIn as well. It's the TuneIn app, the best.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back. I'm going to talk to Big Ann Heron at the top of the hour here. Before we do that, the Michael Bennett story is troubling. And if you don't know about it, Michael Bennett was in Vegas last weekend watching the Floyd and Conor McGregor fight. And apparently there was shots that rang out, and Michael Bennett ran like most people do when shots ring out somewhere. And he put together on his Twitter feed, I'm trying to look for it right now, a long post about what actually happened to him after those shots rang out. And it seems as if, and I talked to Mitch about it in the hallway when we were waiting to go on the air today, and how he's talking about him hiring a civil rights lawyer. And I said, and he has money. And Mitch thought I meant, I was talking about he's got the money to hire someone. But
right.
Think about the fact that this is a famous NFL player with dough, and this is happening out in the open. Think about the people who don't have the money for these kinds of lawyers and civil rights activists.
You told your stories about going to your Sunday morning basketball game, and just you happened to be a brother in a Land Rover.
I'll never forget. I'll never forget going to one of North's Christmas parties where I was lost, didn't know the address. I was looking it up on my phone and circled the block a couple of times and was in a pretty nice car there too. So it wasn't like, you know, there's a suspicious car. And the policeman pulled me over, asked me if everything was okay. And I'm like, sure, everything is fine. And, you know, I'm sitting there like, am I?
Big shame if you had a busted taillight.
Right. I'm like, am I getting pulled over here? What's going on here? And he goes, no, just making sure, you know, I was sitting on the corner and seeing you circle a couple of times. I'm like, well, nope, just looking for a home. And then I told him I was looking for North's home. And he lit up. He's like, oh, okay, I'll take you right over here. Mike lives right down the street. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Like, right. Like, but hey, that you get used to it, unfortunately so. But this is what.
How many of these do we never, ever, ever hear about?
Oh, that's the thing.
Let alone be able to fight back with a civil rights lawsuit. Just people. Just this is just part of their life.
Dudes don't want any smoke. Guys don't want any problems, and they know they're going to be in neighborhoods where certain people are going to be. And this is the thing too. The idiots out there. I can't stand the fact that everybody thinks that I or anyone who brings these things up talking about all police. For you goofballs out there who can't discern between who I'm talking about and who I'm not talking about, listen, good police are awesome people. They are in the line of fire every single day. They do jobs that more than half of us aren't courageous enough to do. But the bad police that are out there exist because, one, they have the cover of the infallible institution that is law enforcement. Two, they have the blue shield that protects them where, you know, a lot of people talk about that stop snitching stuff, but never say it to a good police or see bad police.
Sometimes that I don't know what happened to my body camera. Yeah, camera just stopped working.
And three, you know, when people bring up worry about black on black crime, Jason. Yeah, I'm worried about that too. But guess what? The conviction rate for African American men in this country is very high. If you commit a crime against an African American man, more likely than not, you are taking your ass to jail, or maybe in certain states, you are getting the death sentence. So that's not the problem either. It's the problem with the justice that has kind of flown out the window.
And Pete Carroll's done a great job in lending his support to Michael Bennett's efforts here. I'm certain that Michael Bennett will do this the right way. He is a smart dude. And aware enough to make sure this is it's more than just about him, and that he's not going to be necessarily complaining about himself because he's an activist who happens to play football. And has always been outspoken about a lot of things and is going to continue to be. You know, I think I mentioned this before, but when I worked in Rockford for 3 years, and part of my job is a PR director of a pro basketball team, and I had players who hadn't played there before who came up to me and said, "What's going on with the police, man?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And they said, "Well, they stop me every time I'm driving here. I'm getting pulled over for no reason." And these were large black men in nice cars.
Right.
And I didn't really know, but like, what do you mean? Like, I said, well, what probable cause? This guy said, hey, you didn't give me probable cause. They asked to search my car. I said, well, you know, you don't have to agree to a search.
They don't know that.
You know?
That's why Colin Kaepernick is on this campaign with the Know Your Rights situation as well. Like, people don't know their rights don't know that police are there to protect and serve you too.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing. And for all the people who get angry about this, think about what you're getting angry about. Think about it. If I was on here talking about, like I said, bad doctors, or if I was on here talking about any other profession that holds people's lives in their hands, it really wouldn't be an issue. It wouldn't be an incident. But when we talk about this and a very uncomfortable subject, then all of a sudden it gets to, oh, miss me with your political BS. I wish this was some roundtable. I wish this was some, you know, some CNN or Fox News show where I can give a point and you can give a point and this stuff really didn't exist. But hell, we've been talking about this for years, for decades now, and it still goes on. Even with camera phones, this stuff still goes on. The Michael Bennett interaction at the very end of it was taped, and TMZ has the tape. And he's asking the police officer, "Sir, why am I on the ground?
And
why
are you saying I'm going to blow your effing head off?
Why?
He's got a gun in his neck."
And seriously, this is the other thing too. Stop. If you are a white male, stop telling African American men what they should and shouldn't be offended by when it comes to these kinds of situations. Because I know it's gonna alarm you right here, but there are certain things that you will never, ever have to go through. And that's the issue. That's the issue. It isn't about taking away your rights. And by the way, hit dog holler. So all the people who are texting right now must have struck a nerve with you. Everybody else is sitting back in the cut listening. It isn't about taking away anybody's rights. It's actually about giving the rights that that piece of cloth that you look up to and salute at all these sporting events, it's actually talking to that piece of cloth and the ideals and the symbolism that it actually should represent.
It applies.
That's what
to,
it is.
It applies to everybody.
That's what it is. That's a, it's a very simple, simple premise if you think about it.
This segment is brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Football talk with Anthony Heron, pro, college, all.
Not all pressure-treated lumber is treated equal. Take the newest pressure-treated ground contact lumber at the Home Depot. It's treated with two times the protection compared to above-ground treated lumber to guard against rot, decay, and termites. Perfect for all your outdoor projects. Next project, take out the guesswork and come in for the pro treatment. Save time and money with a wide selection of building code compliant ground contact lumber at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
Matt.